President, in the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you've made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, you could have done it better this way or that way. You know, I just, I'm sure something will pop in my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet. I would have gone into Afghanistan the way we went in Afghanistan. Even though what I know today about the stockpiles of weapons, I still would have called upon the world to deal with Saddam Hussein. See, I happen to believe that we'll find out the truth on the weapons. That's why we sent up the independent commission. I look forward to hearing the truth, because exactly where they are, they could still be there. They could be hidden like the 50 tons of mustard gas in a turkey farm. One of the things that Charlie Dulford talked about was that he was surprised at the level of intimidation he found amongst people who should know about weapons and their fear of talking about them, because they don't want to be killed. You know, there's this kind of there's a terror still in the soul of some of the people in Iraq. Right? They're worried about getting killed, and therefore they're not going to talk. And it'll all settle out. John will find out the truth about the weapons at some point in time. However, the fact that he had the capacity to make them bothers me today, just like it would have bothered me then. He's a dangerous man. He's a man who actually not only had weapons of mass destruction, the reason I can say that with certainty is because he used them. And I have no doubt in my mind that he would like to have inflicted harm, or paid people to inflict harm, or trained people to inflict harm on America, because he hated us. I don't want to sound like I've made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I just haven't.
He's put me under the spot here, and maybe I'm not as quick on my feet as I should be in coming up with one. Yeah, I am. Who are these people who elected them? And how do I replace them with some of my friends? Are you listening? No power without accountability. Are you listening? No power without accountability. Are you listening? No power without accountability.